Welcome to Minister Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Special guest, Minister Alfred Strickland.
As Paul says, and I'm getting ahead of myself, the Apostle Paul, who asks indeed that the Lord deliver him thrice from his infirmities, but God told him, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And then Paul went on to say, most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. All right. And then in Romans 8, to encourage us even more, the 18th verse, it says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. However, our concern today is the administration of the will of God concerning the gift of forgiveness for the soul's purpose and to facilitate the healing of a broken heart. Once again, God's heart, in some ways, I do believe, was broken. Broken indeed when we sinned against Him. Broken indeed when we don't use Jesus Christ to come back to Him again. And God indeed not only wants to heal our heart, but in us coming back to Him, well, guess what that does? That makes God's heart happy as well. So it's a two-way street that's going on right there, because God loves us. And Jesus, who was sent by God, of course we know that He was the Son of Man, He said that He had power on earth to forgive sins. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness brings healing. And Jesus said, whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or rise up and walk. Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus could have easily said, thy sins be forgiven thee, and went on about His business, but there would not have been, really and truthfully, any proof that their sins were forgiven. Mm-hmm. So Jesus wanted to prove that He was the Son of Man, and that He had the power on earth to heal, and so therefore He said, rise up. And walk. Mm-hmm. And then from there, they knew that there was something strange about Jesus, the fact that indeed that only God had indeed power to forgive sins. And so that proved that Jesus was the Son of God, and that God really and truthfully, as we go on, was with Him, because the man got up and he walked. The man with the palsy was forgiven, and he was made whole spiritually at the same time. The woman with the issue of blood was forgiven, and she was made whole at the same time. The blind man was forgiven, and he was made whole at the same time. What about the beggar at the gate? The beggar at the gate, beautiful, he was forgiven and was made whole. And in Acts the 10th chapter in the 38th verse, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. So we see the Holy Ghost working with Jesus, anointing Jesus, and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You see, indeed, God was with Jesus, enabled Jesus to overcome, to give us the victory over the devil, as far as that is concerned, and to enable us to be able to come back into the good graces of God. You see, the Old Testament people, they used to think that sickness was a punishment.
Right.
But God does not use that, really and truthfully, to punish us as far as the ministry of Jesus is concerned. Jesus said that the words that He spoke, that they were spirit and that they were life. And He said that the Father has given Him commandment, and He said that His commandment was eternal life. And then indeed, if that was the case, then when Jesus healed the people, then He was actually working against God. But that wasn't the case. He was working for God, and He had compassion on people, and He wanted people to come from up under the oppression of the devil.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.